Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne of Fayetteville, Tennessee.
Thank you very much. God chose Moses to lead the Israelites out of Egyptian bondage. He used Moses to give the law that would guide the Jews until Jesus came and gave the gospel. Tragically, many of the Israelites refused to listen to Moses. They were upset because they believed he had brought greater oppression on them. God promised through Moses that he would deliver the Israelites. I will bring you into the land, concerning which I did swear to give to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob. And I will give it to you for a heritage. I am the Lord. And Moses spoke unto the children of Israel, but they hearkened not unto Moses for anguish of spirit and for cruel bondage. Exodus 6, 8, and 9. It is not easy for me to put myself in the shoes of the Israelites. For more than 400 years, the Jews had been in Egyptian bondage. Hundreds of thousands of them had died because of the cruelty of the Egyptian taskmasters. They had been assured that they would be delivered from Egypt, but they were still in bitter bondage. So when Moses spoke to the Israelites about their deliverance, they did not listen to him. They had to be discouraged because of their remaining slaves in a strange land. The English Standard Version says, they did not listen to Moses because of their broken spirit and harsh slavery. We know the Israelites were wrong in refusing to listen to God's spokesman. But from a purely human viewpoint, most of us have little difficulty understanding their behavior. They had been disappointed so many times that it was hard for them to trust the words of Moses. So the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, go in, speak unto Pharaoh, king of Egypt, that he let the children of Israel go out of his land. And Moses spoke before the Lord, saying, behold, the children of Israel have not hearkened unto me. How then shall Pharaoh hear me, who am of uncircumcised lips? Exodus 6, 10 through 12. God's command to Moses to go to Pharaoh and demand that he allow the Israelites to leave Egypt must not have made sense to Moses. He said to God, in effect, I have already spoken to your people about leaving Egypt, and they would not listen. How can we expect Pharaoh to listen if our own people will not? He asked, how then shall Pharaoh hear me, who am of uncircumcised lips? The expression uncircumcised lips does not mean that Moses was not a genuine Israelite. The New American Standard Bible renders the Hebrew unskilled in speech. The New Revised Standard Version translates it poor speaker. The idea seems to be clear. Moses had failed in convincing his own people that God would deliver them from Egyptian bondage. Since he was such a poor speaker, how could he hope to convince the Egyptian Pharaoh? Several hundred years later, the prophet Jeremiah asked, to whom shall I speak and give warning that they may hear? Behold, their ear is uncircumcised, and they cannot hearken. Behold, the word of the Lord is unto them a reproach. They have no delight in it. Jeremiah 6:10. The faith and courage of Moses had apparently grown weak. And the Lord spoke unto Moses and unto Aaron, and gave them a charge unto the children of Israel, and unto Pharaoh king of Egypt, to bring the children of Israel out of the land of Egypt. Exodus 7:13. The Lord was not going to allow either the leaders in Israel or the people to forget what he was going to do for the nation. God demanded that Moses and Aaron prepare both the Jewish people and the Egyptian Pharaoh for the upheaval that was about to occur. He promised he would bring the Israelites into their own land. Neither the weak faith of the Israelites or the strong opposition of the Pharaoh would stop the Lord's plans. His people would be removed from bitter bondage and brought into their own land. It would take a series of miracles to accomplish that goal, but it would be done. And we know from reading the Old Testament that God delivered his people from Egypt and brought them into the promised land. Thank you for listening, and may our Heavenly Father bless you.